It has been a very difficult last month. It's been a very difficult last 9 years, actually.
Kimberly Nixon is speaking to a community forum in Vancouver on the rights of transgendered women in women-only space.
As I remember that evening, it was like looking around this room.
Just days before Christmas, a BC Supreme Court judge ruled that Nixon, a transsexual woman, did not have the right to volunteer for the Vancouver Rape Relief and Women's Shelter. Tonight, about 50 trans people and allies have gathered to strategize about what to do next.
The judge's decision, it's an act of violence. It's an attack on our identity, our spirit, our sense of selves, our self-esteem, our us as human beings.
The case dates back to 1995, when Nixon, herself a survivor of an abusive relationship, decided she wanted to give something back to the community that helped her put her life back together. She applied to be a volunteer counselor for Rape Relief and passed their initial screening. But when a trainer deduced that Nixon had not lived her whole life in a female body, she was told she wasn't welcome. Nixon filed a human rights complaint and in 2002 was awarded the highest award ever for injury to dignity by a human rights tribunal. But Rape Relief appealed, and on December 19th, the BC Supreme Court threw out the human rights tribunal's ruling.
The decision in the Nixon case is shocking to read, frankly.
Barbara Findlay is Kimberly Nixon's attorney.
There's a line in the decision, for example, where the judge says, the respondent, Rape Relief, agreed with me that their view about the necessity of having only women-born women in their service was a matter of an article of faith by which I understood them to mean something that was intuitive and didn't require evidentiary verification. It is actually one of the best definitions of prejudice, which is what the Human Rights Code is supposed to protect against, that I've ever heard.
Rape Relief states in court documents that they believe that only women who experience life as a woman from birth are suitable counselors for their organization. They say that women who experienced male violence may be traumatized by coming in contact with someone who is not, quote, unambiguously female. They also say it's important that a counselor be able to relate to a woman's experience of sexism from birth. But Nixon, who went on to volunteer for two other women's organizations and who was described in court documents by one of her superiors as, quote, a superior trainee, begs to differ.
As a feminist and in my experience in working with other women, women are their own best experts on their own experience. It's not about stratifying pain. Every woman's experience is different. This is a double standard. I have a history as a woman. It has been from birth. It's a lot different growing up as a girl in a boy's body. You know, the torment, the pain, being forced to participate in the world as someone that you're not. We don't have a choice as children to do anything about it. We have to live in silence. That's where I see it being a double standard, because I think if you have control over something, then you can blame, maybe. But when you don't have any control over it and you wish more than life itself that it was different. Do you know there's a huge void in my life from what I've missed? There's a lot more to it than Justice Edwards' limited vision, I guess.
Another part of the decision that's very troubling is that, as you know, there are basically three choices for who gets to decide who's a woman. The woman herself, the state, that is, what do you get on your birth certificate, and Rape Relief. And the judge decided that given those three choices, he would vote with Rape Relief. The prospect of having private organizations determine one's gender from time to time is truly horrifying. But the implications are even more scary, because it means that organizations would also be entitled to decide, for example, what someone's race was, whether they were brown enough or black enough to count as a member of the race of which they claim membership. They could decide whether somebody was, oh, gay enough, for example. I'm looking for a sufficiently horrified word. to describe what that would mean in the overall administration of human rights.
Rape Relief has the legal right to discriminate against men under a section of the Human Rights Code that allows groups who seek to advance the issues of marginalized communities to exclude people who are not members of those communities. However, as an organization that provides a public service, they are otherwise bound by the Human Rights Code and are prohibited from discriminating among the women they come in contact with. Findlay says this prohibits them from discriminating against Nixon.
They don't get to exclude Kimberly, we say, because Kimberly's a woman. Now, is Kimberly a woman? Is Kimberly not a woman? Whole books can be written on the subject and have been, but what we say is they don't get to be the ones to decide who a woman is. On a feminist view of the world, on any progressive view of the world, one of the fundamental tenets of liberation has to be that we get to decide for ourselves who we are.
Nixon went on to volunteer for Battered Women's Support Services in Vancouver and Peggy's Place, a women-only transition house. She and Findlay have appealed the court decision to the BC Court of Appeal and anticipate that it will reach the Supreme Court of Canada. Meanwhile, Nixon says she still wishes that Rape Relief would change its position and adds that her heart remains open, and it is for all the right reasons. For This Way Out, I'm Heather Kitching in Vancouver.